RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
It is win or go home for a couple of guys on Sunday night in more ways than just the obvious one. We'll get into that in just a moment here on You Better You Bet. Happy New Year to you. I know we're still anywhere from 14 to 17 hours away from 2026, depending on where you are in the beautiful United States of America or anywhere in North America. Yes, we're on Sirius XM. Westwood One Sports is channel 375. Also inside that new Westwood One Sports app, go download it today, and your Odyssey app. It's free. AUDACY. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today, getting you ready for the CFP with Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer of ESPN, in 35 minutes from now, top of the hour, exactly 59 minutes from now. Two-time Super Bowl champion offensive lineman Trey Essex will join me, and he'll tell us what to look for in Week 18 in some of these high-leverage spots, and then, of course, rolling into Wild Card weekend as well, which, before I get to Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, I did want to bring up some of these look-ahead lines on prospective Wild Card matchups that are out there in some spots. And the ones that jumped out, look, I laid out a great case, I thought anyway, for Ben Johnson and the Bears to go on a little bit of a run this January, because it's all coming together for them at the right time. But how about the Bears right now? If they hosted the Rams in the wild card round, they're on the board in some spots as 4.5-point home dogs. How about being dogs at home, granted just 1.5, to the Packers? If that happens to be, and that I think is the more likely matchup, but if that happens to be the wild card matchup, interesting lines there. The biggest line on the board for all of these prospective, I called it wild card weekend. My God, I'm surprised I haven't been slapped with a copyright infringement lawsuit already. Super wild card weekend. Sorry, Mr. Goodell. Super wild card weekend. Biggest line right now would be the Rams at the Panthers. LA would be favored by 9.5. So, yeah, I mean, there are unsurprising numbers out there. I don't know, the Bills only having to lay 1.5 if they go to Jacksonville in the wild card round doesn't sound like enough to me. Some other interesting ones as well. We'll keep an eye on those, obviously, here on You Better You Bet as we accelerate through Week 18 and towards Super, got it right that time, wild card weekend. As mentioned off the top, it is win or go home for Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. We know that, right? Whoever wins Sunday night wins the AFC North title, gets the 4 seed in the AFC playoffs, probably hosts the Texans a week after that, which, by the way, I should look up those lines for you since I'm talking about prospective wild card lines. The Steelers would be 3.5-point home dogs to the Texans if that ended up being the matchup on Super Wild Card Weekend. The Ravens would be 1.5-point home favorites over the Texans. So you're telling me there's a 5-point difference between the Ravens and the Texans, the Ravens and the Steelers. But I guess you consider the fact that Baltimore is traveling to Pittsburgh this weekend. That's where you end up with just 3.5 on the board right now for that game, in which the Ravens are favored to beat the Steelers and win the AFC North, despite a 1-5 start, despite Lamar Jackson missing significant time down the stretch. It would save John Harbaugh's job, no doubt. Now, I don't know what the dynamic would be like going into the offseason in Baltimore. I know there are a lot of Ravens fans that are convinced that anything short of a trip to the Super Bowl, it's still time for Harbaugh to go. He's past his expiration date, right? And the choice may be very clear for Steve Bisciotti and the Ravens brain trust. The choice may be, do you keep the MVP caliber quarterback in Lamar Jackson, or who, by the way, has like a $75 million cap hit the next 2 years, so it wouldn't exactly be easy to get rid of him anyway, or do you stick with the 60-something-year-old head coach who's been around for 2 decades? I don't know about you. My choice would be simple in that case. I'd choose the quarterback, and I'd find myself a new head coach. And there are a lot of people in Baltimore that would love to see it play out that way. It may, as early as Monday morning, we may get that notice. John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens have decided to mutually part ways, a conscious uncoupling, a little glint in Gwyneth Paltrow's eye somewhere. It's entirely possible that's how it goes down after Sunday night's game. But if you're like me, and I live about, 13 miles from Heinz Field. I'll never call it Acrisure Stadium. It's Heinz Field. You don't expect the Steelers to actually beat the Ravens. The Steelers' run defense that has looked absolutely atrocious at times this year against King Henry, assuming the Ravens remember to use him as they did this past Saturday at Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers with no DK Metcalf, no Darnell Washington. He's got Adam Thielen and MVS. Oh, that worked well last weekend in Cleveland. Scotty Miller. How in the hell do the Steelers beat the Ravens? I don't know, to be honest. Short of forcing Lamar Jackson, assuming he plays, which isn't a given either, short of forcing Lamar Jackson into multiple turnovers, which the Steelers have done in the past. I want to say Lamar is 3-6. In his 9 starts against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they have been a bit of kryptonite for him in the past.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So you're saying there's a chance? Yeah, I guess there is. But I think more likely the outcome Sunday night involves Mike Tomlin losing another massive game in a do-or-die situation. And at home, no less. To a division rival, no less. And the team that steamrolled them in the playoffs last year after they collapsed down the stretch, no less. And so the Pittsburgh Steelers will be right back where they were a year ago. Aging quarterback. Not sure about whether he'll be back or not. Defense that can't stop the run to save their lives. No wide receiver, too. Where do they go from there? And you can put the blame on general manager Omar Khan if you want. Khan has actually done, in my opinion, a fairly crafty job of trying to build things up for the future as well as the present. I think if you look at draft value right now, the Steelers are fourth on the board in prospective draft value that they possess due to the number of picks that they've built up over the last year or so for a draft that, not coincidentally, is being held in their backyard this April. But that aside, Mike Tomlin also has great amount of say in the personnel department in Pittsburgh. So he's very much to blame for the Steelers not reaching a Super Bowl in over a decade. Oh, by the way, it's also been 13 years since John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens reached a Super Bowl. So here we are talking about two legendary coaches, each with hardware, each looked upon as, well, if he were available, he'd have a job tomorrow, possibly being given the Andy Reid boot as he was out of Philadelphia years ago. The catch, it won't be phrased that way. Both of these guys have the opportunity to dictate their own situation. Adam Schefter, in fact, broke it down just the other day on the Pat McAfee show.
I think these guys will go in there and say, okay, you know what? It's been a great run. One of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else.
Yeah, and something else for John Harbaugh may be just a front office position in Baltimore. A nice, soft, cushy landing, a golden parachute of sorts. For Mike Tomlin, we know he'd be able to have almost any head coaching job he wanted, but a lot of those openings are with teams and organizations that don't have their together. And so he may wait for a better opportunity. May sit out a year. May do some TV. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. Guy is good with words. And so that's a distinct possibility, I think, because Mike Tomlin, in particular, is never going to be fired by Art Rooney II and the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not going to happen. It's not. You're never, ever, in the history of our lives, going to see a press release that says, Pittsburgh Steelers chairman Art Rooney II today dismissed Mike Tomlin as head coach. Never going to happen. No. What you'll get is the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin have decided to mutually part ways. They will gloss it over as smoothly as possible because they don't want to be a franchise that fired a head coach. And Mike Tomlin may just decide to take that exit ramp following what would be a brutal loss. They had the division in the palm of their hands with a trip to Cleveland. And yes, they were without DK Metcalf. Yes, they were without TJ Watt. I get it. That's like $50 million worth of football players right there. Arguably your biggest impact player on each side of the ball. But it's the Browns, guys. And they laid an egg in Cleveland. And so the heat that had been turned all the way up on Mike Tomlin's seat by the fans chanting, "Fire Tomlin," just a month ago during the second half of an ugly loss at home to the Buffalo Bills will immediately get ratcheted back up, and he may be tired of it. And I'll tell you, lots of Steelers fans are tired of it. There would be no better time for a divorce than right now for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin. With 10 draft picks, I think it is, at least that many going into next year's draft, with this possibly being Aaron Rodgers' last game in the NFL Sunday night, if the Pittsburgh Steelers lose to the Baltimore Ravens, it would make all the sense in the world for Mike Tomlin to wake up Monday morning, walk into Steelers headquarters on the south side of Pittsburgh, and say, "It's been a great ride. I'm done." And for Aaron Rodgers to say, it's been a great ride, but I'm done. And then the Steelers finally get their opportunity to start a rebuild that for so long they have avoided. And that, again, they've tried to manage just a little bit around the idea of still competing. It is win or go home in more ways than just one this Sunday night for John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Coming up next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, with all apologies to 80s hair metal greats Poison. God, I'm dating myself, aren't I? One CFP quarterback has given us something to believe in. I'll stop singing and I'll tell you exactly who I'm talking about next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.